My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Colin Jeffries and Paul Froge host a great podcast called the Rethink Marketing Podcast. Colin, tell listeners what to expect from the show.
Well, Jason, listeners will get a healthy dose of snark, sarcasm, and fortunately, the ability to cut through the myths, misconceptions, and flat-out lies of modern marketing advice.
And where can people subscribe?
Anywhere they get their podcasts, including YouTube, and of course, marketingpodcasts.com.
You heard him. Go subscribe.
I'm Nick Westergaard, and this is On Brand, helping you tell your story. My guest this week is Olivia Mariani.
We also are focusing on what we do best. We're planting our feet into the ground when it comes to pre-listing home improvement. You know, we could go out and boil the ocean and tackle the entire home improvement market, but we want to do this really well. All we can do to get, you know, people to cross the chasm and start seeing this, you know, fix first, pay when you sell as a new category is to just hammer it home and make sure that our value proposition is really clear.
Olivia Mariani is a marketing executive with a proven track record of driving bottom line results for companies of all sizes, with an emphasis on serving the software as a service industry. Olivia brings a breadth of marketing experience to the table, including demand generation, brand management, marketing operations, product marketing, digital, partner, and customer advocacy. Currently, she is the head of marketing at Curbio, a venture-backed prop tech company experiencing rapid growth and quickly becoming the nation's leading home improvement solution for real estate agents and their clients. But first, as you know, this show is literally about being on brand. And one of the best ways to be on brand is strong, consistent design. But that's easier said than done. On one end of the spectrum, you've got agencies who might not be as responsive as you'd like. On the other side of things, you have cheap marketplaces, which are cheap, but, well, cheap. In either scenario, you often end up with confused designers, missed deadlines, never-ending revisions, and countless additional costs. But there's another option you should know about, SuperSide, your one-stop shop for good design. SuperSide is a unique design subscription service that combines top designers from around the world with technology made to streamline the process for everyone involved. Your projects get done 20 times faster than in-house teams and 70% faster than agencies. This speed adds up, as it can cut design costs up to 50%. With SuperSide, you can increase production capacity during busy times without increasing headcount. This allows in-house designers to focus on strategic, big-picture design. Plus, you can easily store, share, and collaborate on design files across your team and stakeholders. SuperSide offers annual subscription plans that include a dedicated design team, single point of contact project managers, same-day turnarounds when needed, and access to SuperSide's purpose-built technology to make great design production easy. Plus, when listeners of the On Brand podcast sign up for an annual subscription, you get a month free. That's $3,000 worth of design. Choose the right side of design. SuperSide. Learn more now at bit.ly/SuperSideOnBrand. That's bit.ly/SuperSideOnBrand. All one word. And now, Olivia Mariani, Welcome to On Brand.
Thanks, Nick. It's really great to be here.
Well, I'm excited to chat. I always love learning about interesting new brands in the space. Tell me about Curbio.
So Curbio is a fix-first, pay-when-you-sell home improvement company. And we've been around for about 5 years. And our mission is to get every listing on the market fast and sold for top dollar. So we exclusively work with homes that are getting ready to sell. We partner with you and your real estate agent. We make any updates, whether that's just a fresh coat of paint and landscaping or a bigger renovation to maximize profit. And as the licensed and insured GC, we're handling it all for you. And so you just pay us when the house sells, and it's pretty simple.
Well, that's amazing and really sounds like one of those needs in the marketplace, because whenever you are doing this work, it seems like the home improvement stuff, having been through this a few times, is what really adds up and can be a headache, and getting to move the money to the sales side of things seems like it'd be really helpful.
100%, Nick. I think when it comes to getting a home ready, a lot of homeowners have a certain price in mind, and some of them are very savvy and know if their kitchen and baths are outdated and they want a price similar to the comps that have those updated amenities, they're going to need to do those updates too to get that price. But a lot of people don't have the cash to front to do those updates. And even if they do, it's a hassle to kind of come up with the money. You got to find a contractor. It takes a bunch of time, especially in today's world where everything is so backed up with supply chain, trying to find contractors that are available to get the work done. It's a headache. And when you're selling your home, as you know, it's you don't want to add to the list of stress. And so that's what we're here to do. We're here to remove the time, the money, and the stress out of getting your home market ready.
So with that, with an amazing, new, interesting service, it comes the kind of disruptors marketing challenge of how do you communicate this to those that need it?
Such a great question. And it's something we struggle with, being a new type of category on the market. The biggest objection we get is, that's probably too good to be true. Like, there must be some sort of hidden fee. You must do shoddy work. There has to be some catch here. Because we're not a financing company. It's not a loan. There's no interest or fees. And we're also doing the actual work. So people are like, how can you do this? How do you make money? What's the catch? So our strategy on the marketing side is to really come out of the gate with, yeah, home improvement it's a problem right now, the way that it's done. It's not fun. It's messy. It just kind of sucks overall. And we're on a mission to change that. And we've kind of got this down to a science. And we also are focusing on what we do best. We're planting our feet into the ground when it comes to pre-listing home improvement. You know, we could go out and boil the ocean and tackle the entire home improvement market, but we want to do this really well. It's a big market. There's a lot of improvement needed. It's a problem that we're solving for a specific audience. And all we can do to get, you know, people to cross the chasm and start seeing this, you know, fix first, pay when you sell as a new category is to just hammer it home and make sure that our value proposition is really clear. There's a lot of education we do, a lot of community building. So it's been awesome to see the growth, but you're right. It's definitely a challenge.
So talk a bit about, because I know a big part of your work and your approach involves demand. And sometimes I hear these two concepts of brand and demand kind of pitted against one another. But I would think in establishing this space, that it can't really be an either or. It's mm-hmm. got to be a both ands. So how do brand and demand play together?
I love that question, because I do think a lot of companies, a lot of marketing teams that are being asked to grow a company as fast as Curbio is growing, you know, we're doubling year over year. That's a lot of pressure, and it can cause teams to really just start driving towards performance and just doing what's going to drive business today. What's going to be the shortest, quickest path to getting leads, right? I'm sure that sounds super familiar to a lot of people listening. But we've chosen, like you said, to not forget about brand building. We are doing something so game-changing, and we want to be the 10-star customer service in an industry that has the lowest NPS ratings. So what that means is we have to invest in our brand. We have to build the brand, and we have to ensure that any touch point that we are sending out to consumers or to realtors has our brand positioning in mind. And we're making sure as a team that we're crystal clear on that brand positioning. We did a lot of work in the last 2 years to build our brand, to define it, to everything from the tone of voice and the personality to our brand audiences, and making sure the value proposition is reaching everyone, whether it's a contractor we work with, a real estate agent who we consider our primary customer, homeowners that may be looking to sell, or anyone else that might touch our brand or come across us. We want to make sure it's very crystal clear who we are and what we do. And that comes through in a lot of different ways, you know, visually, through copy, through storytelling. And we spend the budget. I'm really lucky to work for a company whose board and chief executive officer believe in brand building, and that companies that don't invest in it, it's a little bit harder to communicate your value, and you'll eventually hit a growth plateau. So I hope that answers the question, but as our VP of marketing, I'm constantly switching on and off between how are we looking at the long-term brand strategy and the short-term performance marketing goals.
So you mentioned storytelling, and I think that in the experience that is home improvement and selling one's house, there's a story that is already unfolding for customers there. What does the Curbio brand story look like, and how does it overlay on that customer brand story?
Definitely. So I love that you asked that, because it can look, we're one of those brands where we can flex in different ways. Like, it can be really funny and relatable and have, you know, customers nodding their head with, oh, been there before. And I'll tell you an example of that. But it can also be really emotional, because when you're buying a house, you're not just looking to buy a piece of real estate. You're looking to get somewhere else in life. You're downsizing, and you've had all these memories, and you want to make sure that you can, you know, head into your next chapter. Maybe it's an older couple that, or the family of an older couple or an estate, and they're looking to make sure there is as much cash as possible out of this update so that the family can comfortably get to their next goal. So we like to tell those stories. We like to not just stop and say the functional of what Curbio does. Like, you know, we help you get your home market ready, make as much money as possible. We take it a step further and show, like, who's using Curbio? What types of homeowners have used us? We love testimonials. And so really our brand story becomes, do what it is that you want to do next and make every sale a success, whether you're a realtor or a homeowner. And, you know, I think people love those stories. And then on the humorous side, you know, we launched a campaign. We're calling it internally, do we have to? Because that's that's what a lot of homeowners are saying to their real estate agent when they go to get their home ready to sell. They're like, hey, the market's hot. I want to sell this place for top dollar. And the realtor's like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, we can do that, but you're going to need to make some updates. And so it kind of, you know, you can imagine the awkward conversation sometimes between a realtor and the homeowner who thinks their home is perfect. And, you know, the Harry Potter themed bedroom is so cute and all the buyers coming by, all the prospective buyers will see that. But really, you've got to make everything depersonalized, you know, how staging can work and really increase the value. So it's those stories too that I find are so fun to tell. And our creative team loves putting those together.
You took the words right out of my mouth of the bathroom that you don't want to update, the do I have to? And it's interesting talking about that as an extension of storytelling, because it almost, to overextend the storytelling comparison, it almost seems like sometimes we want to be on to the next thing. And, you know, that old bathroom, that non-updated bathroom is part of the story that we're trying to literally move away from. And yeah, the do I have to bubbles up. How does that differ when you talked about, you know, different types of customers out there too, of homeowners and realtors? How do you handle those different customers in those different customer types segments in a new market that you're working to establish?
Yes, it's something we have all the time on our minds as a marketing team. We want to balance the broader value proposition, which is going to appeal to homeowners looking to sell, with the unique pain points of a real estate agent who does this 10, 20, 50 times a year. The homeowner might move a couple times in their lifetime. So really there's a singular value proposition. I mean, of course, stress-free is always helpful, but for Curbio, no question, it's fix first, pay when you sell. It's this awesome answer to a lot of people's problems that, you know, whether they have the cash or don't. When we enter a market or when we're running campaigns to real estate agents, we have multiple value props because they are very familiar with dealing with getting a home market ready, and they have different needs. Like one thing being their reputation, right? As a real estate agent, your reputation is your brand. You are your brand. And they are very risk averse. They don't want to work with just any company, whether it's someone like Curbio to help them get their clients homes ready for market, or a mortgage company. They have their roster of people they like to work with. And it can be a challenge breaking through if you're a top producing agent that has contractors. We want to show you why Curbio is better. So we definitely have different brand personas that we ensure are being hit on with all of our marketing. And it tends to be a bit broader for our brand marketing because we know we're reaching general consumers. And when we target our marketing to realtors, it's shuffling through those pain points and making sure that they know we get it. We know real estate, we know your pain, and we're here to solve your problem.
On Brand, we'll be right back after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Colin Jeffries and Paul Froge host a great podcast called the Rethink Marketing Podcast. Colin, tell listeners what to expect from the show.
Well, Jason, listeners will get a healthy dose of snark, sarcasm, and fortunately, the ability to cut through the myths, misconceptions, and flat-out lies of modern marketing advice.
And where can people subscribe?
Anywhere they get their podcasts, including YouTube, and of course, marketingpodcasts.com.
You heard him. Go subscribe.
Now, back to the show.
So, tell us a bit more about some of the campaigns that you've talked about and the different pieces, because I would imagine that there's a lot of content education to do here.
That is definitely true. I think when it comes to, you know, let's say our biggest goal right now with Curbio as a newer company with low market awareness and low brand awareness is to establish our bread and butter. We are the nation's fix first, pay when you sell home improvement company. And we want to do that through storytelling and really strong campaigns. So right now, the content that we're elevating is around those stories of success. When you do put the time in and wait a little bit, even though you don't want to, if you listen to your real estate agent and do the updates that they're recommending, look how big the payoff can be. So we do use a lot of data, as you can imagine, to showcase the financial results for homeowners that would use Curbio. So lots of testimonials, lots of data-driven updates to show, hey, this is what it was before and what it would have sold for, and this is what it sold for with Curbio, and the return on investment as well, because that's important too. Homeowners are like, okay, I get that I'll sell for more, but am I going to get that money back? So we track all of that for every project, and we showcase that through really smart testimonial and case study marketing. When it comes to more brand building, we really love to, we have a commercial on right now. It's airing in, I think, like 16 major markets. And that is just about, you know, it's putting a homeowner in the shoes of the couple that we have in the commercial. It's that concept of nobody wants to update a home that they're leaving, but trust me, if you use Curbio, it'll be painless. You won't have to pay out of pocket, and you'll be so glad you did. And so that's the storytelling that we're using and the content. Our social team also has a really cool contest happening right now. You know, we're asking agents to submit their best do we have to stories, whether, you know, a client took their advice and what the results were. You know, did the home sit? Did that smell of smoke in the carpet really ruin your chances of selling the home? Or did they take the updates? And we're getting so much great user-generated content too, just people that love Curbio that used us. And so that speaks for itself. I mean, any marketer knows we can talk about how great we are all day, but to hear our clients do it on social and get that word of mouth going, it's really awesome and it really works for us.
It's such a great point. And I think what you're really tapping into also here as we kind of make the natural progression from story to content, you're doing a lot, it seems, with voice, with the it's an overused concept, but the idea of the voice of the customer. that this is, you know, what people are actually saying. And with a sale as complex or a process as complex as home improvement and home sales, what did you do to really capture? I mean, I've said, as you've been, you know, walking us through this, you know, you've said several things that, like I said, I've been through this a few times. You're getting these direct quotes that are so important. How did you explore and audit this this customer experience?
That's such a great question. So we do a lot on the voice of the customer side. I'll first talk about our brand positioning. So when Curbio was first founded, the positioning was very much around putting a significant amount into your home and making a big profit. So it was sort of like flip your own home, which was cool, right? There's some people out there that are really going to get excited by that. We all love HGTV. We love seeing, the investor, you know, every neighborhood probably has those investors that just buy a home and like turn it around for a major profit. But the bigger market opportunity that Curbio then saw after a couple of years is, well, 90% of homes are getting something done before they hit the market. And that's when we went to customers, both realtors and homeowners, and started collecting actual feedback through surveys, through focus groups, and through ongoing customer insights reporting. And through that, you know, survey data and also the nuggets that we got through interviews, we were able to really build a brand positioning plan that, like you said, comes directly from them and what they have said. I'll never forget this one quote that an agent said when they were talking about why they love Curbio. And they said, look, like some people don't have the cash to do this stuff, but even if you do, why would you be happy? You know, your agent comes to you and says, all right, Nick, we're going to replace the carpets, we're going to paint the walls, we're going to do landscaping, and we're going to get you that list price. Do you want to write me that $50,000 check now or later? It's just such an emotional mismatch. Like when you're like, I want to sell this place, I don't want to put money into it. So yeah, we really use that and play into it with our campaign messaging. We also track NPS as a business, like many, and we're always looking for what we can improve on the customer side and what we're excelling at. And we have a feedback loop from our customer success team to the marketing team, making sure that that makes its way into our messaging as well.
That's such a great point. And I like that you talked about some of those things that, you know, sometimes we feel the gravitational pull to some of the big trends in the marketplace and then realize that it might not be the right fit. Like you talked about with house flipping, that's ultimately, it feels like it's part of the space. So it's understandable why you might be pulled in that direction. But ultimately that's a different type of customer than mm-hmm. what you're talking about here.
Definitely. It's not one size fits all. And, you know, as a brand looking to be the go-to home improvement company for anyone selling their home, it can be challenging that we want to be everything to everyone. We want to be able to switch out a light bulb and do some basic repairs. We want to be able to execute any of the work on your inspection report, really small stuff. But we also want to be able to update your entire bathroom and do a gut renovation. And not everyone's looking for the same type of experience. So our next step as a business is definitely using more insights from the types of customers we're working with, collecting data, both our own and third party, and making sure that we can personalize the message. Because like you said, not everyone's the same and not everyone has the same exact goal. However, we do know that at the end of the day, everyone, whether you're an agent or a homeowner, pretty much wants the same result, and that's the best financial results.
So in looking at, we've been talking about, you know, creating this experience and storytelling with so many new immersive digital marketing tools available, what tools help you to do that work, to paint that picture for customers in the most effective way possible?
Certainly. So there's so many tools available, and sometimes I'll be the first to admit I get a little tool happy and want to use it all. You know, overlay a video tool on here and an interactive web page there. But you know, our bread and butter is definitely the marketing automation system we use. We're a HubSpot company, and it does a lot of what we need it to do. We can have, you know, A/B tests running in our landing pages. We can run reports on how our ads are performing. We can track, you know, we have a partnerships team that can do their own account-based outreach. So that's really the solid tool for us. Besides that, I think I don't have to tell you this, video is king right now. And so we're making a lot of investments in video content and platforms. TikTok is going to be really massive for us, being in the home improvement space. There's a lot of interest, and realtors love TikTok as well. They're getting business, they're getting listings. So that would be another tool I'd call out that's going to be massive for our growth, just given how much exposure you can get. So those are two I'd call out, but we probably have like 25 tools in our tech stack at this point.
You know, I think that it's understandable why one would be tool happy, especially in marketing right now, like you said. But also, I think about real estate specifically has always seemed, and I think it's because you've got this great big purchase. How can we bring this to life? It's been a tool centric industry. It mm-hmm. seems. I mean, I feel like that's where some of the first like video marketing, in terms
of Matterports.
Yeah. That's, where's the first place you saw, some of these immersive, home tour type things that now you see everywhere. It mm-hmm. was in looking at homes there. So fascinating.
Yes, definitely. We love to do virtual walkthroughs of our properties that we've worked on and show the results. It's just more immersive, and homeowners, can picture themselves in a house like that or what their home could look like. Totally agree. I think real estate has done a great job of that on like you said, bringing something to life. But it's so behind in other ways, Nick, like especially like in our specific space. Like, we have an app, our company, we're a prop tech company. So while we do home improvement, everything we do is technology powered. And the Curbio app allows agents to go into any property, get an instant estimate for what it would cost as they're walking through, and then present that to their client as well as the upside. And that's a huge benefit for a realtor, whether they're looking to win the listing or, put a plan together for selling the home with their client. And the other thing is like speed. Think about in any of the home improvement that you've done, how long it takes just to get a contractor out to get a bid for your property. Right. You've got to call a few, they've got to schedule and come out. They're not always super responsive because they're really in demand. And with Curbio, you'll get an estimate within 24 hours. So it's a lot of tech on our side as well that we're trying to bring to the industry.
That is great. And you've told in our conversation here, you've mentioned, several experiences, quotes that have certainly made me smile and harken back to that experience as a homeowner. Now it's time for me to ask you for a brand that has made you smile recently, Olivia.
That is a great question. Lately, I just really love what Outdoor Voices is doing. If you're not familiar, they're an athleisure, athletic sportswear company founded in Austin, Texas. And I just find that they do such great content marketing. They have this series, it's called Active Austin or Active San Francisco. They do these city guides. If you're someone who likes to hike and bike and swim and do all the things, it'll tell you exactly where to go and where to eat. And of course, it's overlaid with their amazing apparel. So I'm just really into that. I mean, totally different from what I do, but I'm a fashion girl. I also love being really active. So that's probably the perfect brand for me to follow.
That is a great example. And your story of the smile made me smile. Olivia, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Visit curbio.com. Check us out. You can see our before and afters. If you also happen to be a homeowner, you're going to want to see how we're working with sellers. And you can see as marketers the content that we're doing and maybe borrow a few tips. So curbio.com.
Awesome. We'll link up to that in our show notes at onbrandpodcast.com. Olivia, thanks for being on brand with us.
Thank you for having me.
On Brand is part of the Marketing Podcast Network. If you like what you're hearing, if we've made you smile, you can always listen free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever your favorite platform may be. And please take a moment and rate and review the podcast to help others find the show. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Colin Jeffries and Paul Froge host a great podcast called the Rethink Marketing Podcast. Colin, tell listeners what to expect from the show.
Well, Jason, listeners will get a healthy dose of snark, sarcasm, and fortunately, the ability to cut through the myths, misconceptions, and flat-out lies of modern marketing advice.
And where can people subscribe?
Anywhere they get their podcasts, including YouTube, and of course, marketingpodcast.net.
You heard him. Go subscribe.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.